is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. An ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds that about two-thirds of Americans say the U.S. is pretty seriously off on the wrong track. The poll also found disapproval of how President Trump's handling key issues. One major issue right now, the government shutdown. Flight delays have increased because of the number of air traffic controllers calling out sick. And Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells ABC's this week the problem could get worse.
If the government doesn't open in the next week or two, we'll look back as these were the good days. Not the bad days. It's only going to get worse.
More than 40 million people who get SNAP benefits are in limbo after funding ran out for the program. Two federal judges ordered the Trump administration to use contingency funds to keep the program operating. Affordability, key issue in Tuesday's major elections for governor of New Jersey and Virginia and mayor of New York City. And the L.A. Dodgers won the World Series 5-4 in 11 innings to win a dramatic Game 7. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. SNAP in Wisconsin, it's called Food Share, has officially run out. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites rely on the program to eat. That's 12% of the people in our state. About 60% of households here who use Food Share have children. Now, Wisconsin has joined a lawsuit attempting to force the Trump administration to continue the program during the government shutdown. The suit was filed in Massachusetts and includes at least two dozen states. The USDA very recently changed its guidance, saying emergency funding cannot be used to keep the program going. However, that's the opposite of what they said until just a couple weeks ago, and that's exactly what's happened for decades during government shutdowns. In 60 years, SNAP has never run out until now. Meanwhile, officials in Milwaukee have come up with a plan to feed people. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee's mayor is calling on everyone to pitch in as the city and the county launch a major food drive during the ongoing government shutdown.
While things are not going the way that they should in Washington, Milwaukee refuses to wait. We're going to take care of our own. That's why all these folks are assembled with me today. So I'm asking everyone who can, let's step forward and prevent children in our community from going hungry.
The goal is to come together and help neighbors who've lost access to federal food aid. Donations of canned goods and cash are being collected at multiple spots across Milwaukee, from libraries to community centers. Local groups Nourish MKE and Feeding America are helping distribute the food to families who need it the most.
Anyone who doesn't know where their next meal will come from can dial 211 to be connected to resources. You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks bow to the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lose at home 135-133 to the Sacramento Kings. Some controversy with the referees not making some calls. Milwaukee's Anthony Cole ejected in the fourth quarter after complaining to the referees twice he was fouled. Head coach Doc Rivers mentioned some of the missed calls, but said he would not blame the referees. Bucks center Miles Turner's reaction.
No, I agree with Doc's statement. I mean, I don't think the refs were particularly on par in the fourth quarter especially, but again, you can't put yourselves in positions to leave it up to the refs. But we just got too complacent, I think, defensively. You know, he came out and then just never really settled into a defensive rhythm.
A big game Monday night as the Bucks host the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Packers host the Carolina Panthers. A surprise trade, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander was traded by the Baltimore Ravens to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers host the Eagles next week on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer today, with highs in the low 50s. Tonight, maybe a shower and mostly cloudy, lows upper 30s to 40. Warmer temps to start next week. More sunshine than clouds and highs into the 50s. Currently 29 degrees.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. We start off the month of November with our friend and colleague, the host of Matt Nair On Air, Jane Matt Nair, looking back at the weekend headlines and ahead to the future. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Back we are, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be here till high noon, most of us. Tell you how to stay on if we're preempted by sports. We're not shutting down. Let the other guys do that. We're here.
Well, the lights went out in D.C. town. The circus packed up, the clowns shut down. No checks, no meds, no DMVQs, just me and my guitar. Singing the government shutdown blues. Now gather round my MAGA crew. I got a tale that's half fake, half true. I say the illegals got free healthcare snacks while grandma stuck eating expired Tic Tacs. Don't trust your eyes, don't trust the news, just trust this song.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, I'm feeling Jack the Stingray and a 413. Revving up our engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
In the land of San Domingo lived a girl called Opa Jingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the young and old bagashes. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Oba Jingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight. Oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jub. Oba Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little bow by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. By Jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So the old winter way singing, oh, budgie, by gosh, by gum, budgie, budgingo. Budgie, you're the only girl for me. Oh, Bajingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little old bagollies, and we'll put them in the follies. Bajingo said, by gosh, Bajie. Bajiminy, please don't bother me. So the old went away singing, oh, Bajie, by gosh, by gum, Bajo, Bajingo. Bajie, you're the only girl for me.
Spikester. Here's Perry. Big hit for some reason.
Love with a dolly named Glendora. She works in the window of a big department store. Eyes of blue, hair like gold. Never been young, but she'll never get old. Oh, Glendora, I want to see more of you. See more of you. She's so shy that I don't know how I found her, with three big bodyguards always working around her. One just nods and two just grins, and three got a mouthful of safety pins. Oh, Glendora, I want to see more of you.
You, more of you. Oh, Glendora.
Stand left and I stand right, out of my head, cause I'm out of sight. Oh, Glendora, I wanna see more of you. Late last night at the store they did some changing, and I stood watching when they started rearranging. She lost her wig, she lost her arms, and when they got through, she lost all of her charms. Oh, Glendora, what did they do to you?
What they do, what they do, what they do, oh, Glendora. Oh, Glendora. Oh, Glendora. Oh, what did they do to you? What they do, what they do, what they do, oh.
Lady walked in for a lamp one day. I asked her what kind she came for. Floor, she said, and floor her I did. I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Shemokin in a
department store. I used to work in Shamokin, I did, but I don't anymore. A man came in for a scarf one day, I asked him what kind he came for. Neck, he said, neck him I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in St. Louis in a department store. I used to work in St. Louis, I did, but I don't anymore.
A lady came in for a suit one day, I asked her what kind she came for. Play, she said, and player I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Columbus in a department store. I used to work in Columbus, I did, but I don't anymore. A man walked in for some sweets one day, I asked him what kind he came for. Kiss, he said, and kiss him I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Manhattan, I did, but I don't anymore.
A lady walked in for a rug one day, I asked her what kind she came for. Throw, she said, and throw her I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Atlanta, in a department store. I used to work in Atlanta, I did, but I don't anymore. A man walked in for some birds one day, I asked him what kind he came for. Love, he said, and love him I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Toronto, in a department store. I used to work in Toronto, I did, but I don't anymore.
A lady walked in for some food one day, I asked her what kind she came for. Pet, she said, and pet her I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Seattle, in a department store. I used to work in Seattle, I did, but I don't anymore. A man came in for cocoa one day, I asked him what kind he came for. Nestle, he said, Nestle I did, but I don't anymore.
I used to work in Milwaukee, in a department store. I used to work in Milwaukee, I did, but I don't anymore.
A lady came in for some silverware, I asked her what kind she came for. Spoon, she said, and spooner I did, but I don't anymore.
I sell a line of plastics, and I travel on the road, and I have a case of samples, which, believe me, is a load. Every night a strange cafe, a strange hotel, and then early in the morning, I am on the road again. When the season's over and my lonesome journey ends, that's the only time I see my family and my friends. I drive up Ocean Parkway, and before I stop the car, my ma leans out the window and she hollers, "Here we are." Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy, and here is your sister Cheryl, and here is your cousin Isabel, that's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome. We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone, Moskowitz, Lukowitz, Aronson, Berenson, Kleinman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn, Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Teitelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi, Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Pincus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, my boy, and here is your brother Sid, and here is your cousin Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're on the road, my boy, wherever you may roam, we'll all be here when you come back to wish you well.
Del, what are you doing here? said you were going home. What are you doing here?
I don't have a home. Marie's been dead for 8 years.
Stay long or anything. Maybe I'll just come in and say hi and then I'll be on my way, all right?
Just come on. My mother, Joy. Hello, my dad, Mark.
Glad to see you.
How you doing?
Welcome, Bill.
Hello, guys. Neil Jr.
Hello,
Bill. Jim, Marty. And somewhere around here is my little baby boy, Seth.
Oh.
Thanksgiving song.
Go on and go free.
Henry Mancini.
On behalf of all the people who have assembled here, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore I would simply like to say, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I may sound double Dutch, but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd hang my flag out to add a sort of final victory touch. But since I left my flag at home, I'll simply have to say, thank you very, very, very much. Since I left my cannon at home, I simply have to say, thank you very, very much.
Here's a great theme from Stuart Saves His Family, starring Al Franken. The music of the stars.
Though I know we don't share a name, I still love you just the same. So we don't share a front door key. It doesn't mean that I don't care. And I know you're always there for me. So take my hand, show me how, 'cause I'm only learning now what makes a family. What makes a family?
Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much, thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem better in my dreams. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Dano Capital Heritage, natural beverage. Being fat, the Union Jack, nursery rhymes, Sunday Times, Nuffling Bomb, everyone. Thank you very much, thank you very, 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 very much. It all simply spiffing and true. Let me whisper, I love you. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very much, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Ian. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for our gracious theme. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for our gracious theme. Thank you very, very, very much.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Well, New Year's coming. It's been a tough year, full of grief and sadness for many, many, many people. But 45 years ago today, I had a wake-up call. I was heading for disaster. I was drinking myself to death. I'm not preachy, but I got a message, a little thought that said, do you want to live or die? And I said, I want to live. And suddenly the relief came and my life has been amazing. And I have my off days and sometimes little bits of doubt and all that, but all in all, I say hang in there. Today is the tomorrow you were so worried about yesterday. You young people, don't give up. Just keep in there. Just keep fighting. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. And that sustained me through my life. And that's all I've got to say. And Happy New Year. This is going to be the best year. Thank you.
dwell love's own palace, a palace of dreams come true. Now that we're through, I bear no malice, though we've called it a day. All I can say is thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replay, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you dear and lost than never to have loved at all. Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway. I never for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, still I must convey my thanks. Have loved you dear and lost, and never to have loved at all. Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
There's some early Bing, 1930.
Tell him what I mean.
If you live right, if you get to sleep at night, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If you feel free,
you
if there's sugar in your tea,
you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
Steam heat, ham and eggs, and hay rides, and cider cakes. If you like the good old Yankee way, so say so.
If you can sing and believe in anything,
you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
If life is gay and it's fun on Dollar Day, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
If you can joke and enjoy an artichoke,
you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
Dime stores and phony pearls and drive-ins and sweater girls. If you like the way we go about it, shout it.
If you have shoes and can say the things you choose, you can thank your lucky, lucky stars and stripes.
Sales.
Speed cops
and dinner pails,
hot dogs,
the county fair,
genie
with the light brown hair,
the foxtrot,
the Dixie Shay,
and what's more, the grand old flag.
If you think it's worth your while to save it, wave it.
You can save and believe in anything. You can thank your lucky.
Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen, 1943. The music of the stars, I want to tell you about Clarabelle the Clown. Yeah, Clarabelle the Clown, his real name is Lou Anderson, on Howdy Doody. A great little show that, well, it wasn't so little, started small, but it was a big band jump radio show that he grew into. This is Clarabelle the Clown, Lou Anderson, his real name. And boy, was he a musician. What a band he had. I'm serious. Here is Clarabelle's Lou Anderson Big Band. This is Phil Sherman.
Bye.
Connie Francis on the Music of the Star.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay. 2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of a locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay. 2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more. She's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. 2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore. She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay. From the locker to the blanket,
from the blanket to the shore,
from the shore to the water, yes, there isn't any more.
She wore a bathing suit without a top, because she found it was not against the law there. And then some angry person called a cop. When he arrived, he enjoyed what he saw there. She wore a bathing suit without a top, while lying down on the sand for her siesta. They told the cop that he should make her stop. And he said, when I finish looking, I'll arrest her. The beach was so crowded, they were standing in the ocean. She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny bottom half of a bikini. That's what was causing the commotion. She wore a bathing suit without a top, and she went walking on the beach for a breather. And the most fascinating thing about her suit without a top is that it didn't have a bottom either.
A Broadway musical that really played Chicago, Alan Sherman's hometown. His real name, Alan Coppola. Brilliant artist. He had one big hit, one only, and he lost his Columbia contract after several releases. All people bought in any kind of quantity. Was that Hello Mother, Hello Father? We'll do the rest here over a period of time. Say, by the way, if we're preempted on your station by sports or any other thing, on the Music of the Stars, you can still hear it on the internet. Here's that website, civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. Doris Day.
Although I'm smitten, I've never written any poetry at all. Not even the kind that you usually find on a schoolhouse wall. The poems that I've composed, I could never win a cup with. After trying and trying and trying and trying, this is what I came up with. I'm in love, 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 I'm in love. I'm in love, 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 I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love.
She's in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love.
That voice you heard briefly, Oscar Levant. Here's Doris, 1954, with Francis Albert. The picture, young at heart.
Feet now. How do you like it?
It's just wonderful.
Come
Come on in and join the family.
Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love.
In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how I love you, my
take a break for news and weather. And when we come back, if we're preempted by sports on your station here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we continue on till 12 noon Central at civicmedia.us. Everybody else, stick around. This is the Music of the Star. Orchestra, this tune written just for Julie London.
The branches of the trees are bare. The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. You could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear. across the dark pavilion of my heart. Miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned arms and garden swings, when life was beautiful and love was young and gay. November twilight must you stay.
Quick break. On the Civic Media Radio Network, welcome all stations. There'll be sports talk today on some. If we're preempted, want to keep listening to the music of the stars, we're on worldwide. CivicMedia.us. We'll be on till high noon Central. Thank you for being here. Join us on Facebook, should you be so inclined. Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thank you for being here. This is Percy Faith. Back in a moment on most of these Civic Media radio stations.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal court says the Trump administration can make full payments by Monday or partial payments by Wednesday in order to keep funding for SNAP food assistance going. President Trump says that he has asked government lawyers how this can be done legally. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia says Democrats want something else from the president on day 33 of the shutdown.
We're asking the president to simply sit down and do what all presidents do. We can find a budget deal that puts us on a path to a health care fix.
Democrats triggered the government shutdown over the end of subsidies that helped defer health care costs. Over 6 in 10 Americans in a new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll say that the country is on the wrong track and blame President Trump for inflation. Authorities in Jamaica say that 28 people are confirmed dead as a result of Hurricane Melissa, and that number could increase as crews access areas that were cut off. This is ABC News.